The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 28th of January, 2019. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way right now, as it always does, in about 5 minutes. Well, we told you last week about those upcoming possible iPads, and now we're hearing a little bit more information about those things. And shall we say, the information contains stuff that's lacking. Now, I'm not talking about the info, I'm talking about what exactly is on board these things, including no Face ID. Seems Apple's goal for the next iPads is going to be low-cost, budget-friendly iPads. And we know what budget-friendly means for Apple. You're still forking out a lot of money, but not as much as those upper ones. You know, the Pro models. Yes, it seems it was discovered in iOS 12.2 beta, the iPad configurations don't include Face ID. Meaning, yep, looks like we're going to be sticking with a good old tried and trusted Touch ID. Now, amazingly enough, we're also hearing possibly about a new iPod Touch. We did have an update for the iPod Touch just recently. You might remember that shocked the hell out of everybody. Now it looks like we might actually be getting a new device coming with these budget iPads. Windows 10, other than prodding into everything about your life. Yeah, we all know privacy's pretty much went out the window on that operating system. I guess they're going to make up for it with a little bit of colors. Yes, it seems in an upcoming Windows 10 update, you're going to be able to spice up your colorful desktop. At least that's what we're seeing in the latest Insider Preview build. That's 18.3.2.3 if you're keeping count. Seems the taskbar and start jump list will now also be accent themed, giving you a more dramatic and effect color change. Ah, at least that's what the screenshots are showing anyways. You can actually find all that when going into colors, the transparency effects, all that sort of stuff. Then click on the show accent color on the following surfaces: the start, taskbar, and action center, and of course the title bars. Again, if you're sitting there trying to click, 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 click away right now, you ain't seeing it. Well, this is only again for those insider preview programs. You're gonna have to wait till April or May before you get a little bit more color in your life on your Windows 10 machine. That is, if it actually comes out then. We know how Microsoft's been lately. They'll push out an update, say, oh crap, that doesn't work very well, and then they'll pull it back. And finally, yeah, you ain't kidding, it was a slow news weekend. But you count the politics, and we ain't about to get into that on this show. We've heard so many things from Amazon about how you're going to get your crap from them. You know, we can fly it in via drone. Heck, maybe we'll just show up your doorstep and it'll be a robot saying, here. Well, that seems to be the new concept anyways. Yes, Amazon now is starting to test this week autonomous package deliveries with a cute little robot. Yeah, don't expect a whole humanized robot to be showing up your door. That might freak everybody out. But this cute little Wally looking thing might be rolling up to your door if you live somewhere in Seattle. Yep, looks like there's going to be six little Wallys just running around the neighborhoods delivering your Amazon packages starting this week. And they're saying if all goes well, hell, more Wallys will be on the way. Now, these are actually six-wheeled vehicles. They're fully electric and apparently will move at a walking pace. So don't expect rush delivery with these things. Also, for the time being, they're also only going to work during daylight hours. And apparently, they're going to get weekends off. Plus, not only that, if they lose their way, apparently an Amazon employee will be right there just for safety's sake. You know, just in case a car hits them or, you know, gosh knows what else could happen. Now, if you do get one of these things showing up your door, don't freak out. Don't call the FBI or anything. To get your package, all you'll have to do is enter your customer PIN number and bloop, there it is. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. Get subscribed to our podcast, check out our blog and review sections over there for you too. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and join in our lovely tech conversations and a whole bunch of geeky stuff going on over our BTN Slack room. Come join our community right now at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show, I'm sorry, boys and girls, we will not be with you tomorrow. Yes, usually Wednesdays, is it? Now, we actually probably should have a Wednesday episode this week, I know, shocker. But tomorrow is a no-go, so that means we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Monday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.